T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories.
People are still getting sick and dying from coronavirus-related causes in New York and New Jersey, but there are more indications that social distancing and other shutdown measures taken may be having the desired effect. Let's get the latest from Glenn Schuck. He's live at the governor's office on the east side this morning. Glenn?
And Lee, you know, of course, the death toll is staggering with so many lives lost, nearly 4,800, in fact, in New York State, and 1,000 New Jersey residents have died in the pandemic. Governor Andrew Cuomo says the rate of intubations, ICU patients, and hospital admissions are all dropping. But
while none of this is good news, the flattening, possible flattening of the curve is better than the increases that we have seen.
Now, to keep flattening the curve, the schools and non-essential businesses here in New York State are closed until April 29th. Now, Mr. Cuomo also confirming an agreement with the White House to keep the comfort ship, to be using that to treat COVID-19 patients. Up till now, it was non-COVID patients, so that is changing. Now, in Jersey, steps to separate society also seem to be working.
The overall curve that we fit into the data is beginning, and I say beginning, and I use that word again cautiously, beginning to flatten.
Now, Governor Murphy saying that social distancing must continue in the Garden State. Otherwise, he says they'll be overwhelmed like a tsunami. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, live here at the governor's office in Midtown.
And the governor now says he is upping fines for violations of social distancing from $500 to $1,000. Governor Cuomo saying that. There was some talk going around yesterday about city parks possibly being used as temporary burial sites. It started with a member of the city council, but it ended with the mayor and the governor, as John Montone reports this morning.
With refrigerated morgue trucks sitting outside hospitals and funeral homes, Brooklyn funeral director Tom Cheeseman says,
funeral homes are overwhelmed, and there is no number. People were dying, and we're running out of space in all the funeral homes.
And so it was that City Councilman Mark Levine, who chairs the Health Committee, told 1010 Winds that if the city faces the gruesome reality of mass burials, trenches for caskets would be dug in city parks. But appearing on New York One, the mayor said, never, ever.
If, God forbid, we ever had to get to the point of a temporary burial, it would be individual by individual so that families could reclaim their loved ones when the crisis was over.
Virus victims could be temporarily buried out on Hart Island in the Bronx, home of a public cemetery. In fact, one report says bodies have already been taken there. John Montone, 1010, Winds News.
It was a vigil in Brooklyn last night for first responders who have fallen to the coronavirus, but it wasn't the usual kind of vigil. It was conducted as a Zoom meeting.
Thousands have died during this coronavirus crisis, including 13 members of the NYPD, who were remembered at a virtual vigil held in Brooklyn.
Thank you all for coming tonight to really celebrate our NYPD personnel who live and serve in Brooklyn and have lost their lives due to COVID-19.
This vigil by teleconference was hosted by Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams, a former cop himself.
The ritual and the ceremony that's attached to seeing a loved one off still needs to remain because it can leave a painful scar for a lifetime.
More than 30 people joined the vigil, including NYPD's brass, all the way up to Commissioner Shea.
And what I think about is men and women being scared, being worried about themselves, being worried about their families, but getting past that and making a conscious decision to go to work.
Darius Ranzi is 10-10 wins at Brooklyn Borough Hall.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.